Yeah, 15.
Well, let's begin, guys. Okay. All right. Let's begin. We got a lot to do, guys. Go right to the Gemara. Let's see inside. Bless you, Charlie. We're on Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. Four lines in the bottom. Let's see the Gemara inside. Benj, why don't you read? Okay. Let's see. The word gufa always means that it was mentioned earlier. And I ask you guys, where was this Gemara mentioned before? About Yisroel Mumar that eats in the Velas Latayavon. Where did we have it?
Gimel
Amud Aleph? Yes. How'd you know? Who's the one who said it? Ravashi. Ravashi is the one who used Rava, remember? Rava, remember Abai, Rava, and Ravashi, but Ravashi used Rava's din somewhere else, so we asked why didn't Rava what? Say that himself? So it said, Vilei lo svirale. He happens to not hold like Abai, but he tweaked Abai. Remember, that was the girsa that we had, and then we had a girsa that maybe what? Maybe he does hold like Abai, maybe he does hold like Ravashi, halach lamaisa. And then we had a girsa of Vilei lo svirale. Remember we said that? We had that taste about Vilei lo svirale. But our Gemara has Vilei lo svirale, but that's where we had the din. That's where we had the, because we had that girsa that maybe what? You erased Vilei lo svirale. So it could be that what? Abaye was holding what? Rav was holding his own, that shot. Wouldn't that be a steer with Rav? Legavi what? Legavi Mumar. Okay, so we have to, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead, Bench. Gufa, go ahead.
Gufa. Amar Rava Yisrael Mumar Ochan the Velos of Teyavon, Bodek Saki and Venotian Lo, Umutra Paul Mishikata. My time up, Haven Dika Hatera B Sura, Lo Shavi Hatera, Bahatu Yisura.
Oh. So the din is that you have to check the knife and give it to him, and then you can trust the shechita. Why? Because there's a concept of heter and iser, and therefore, since he has in front of him heter v'iser, we assume that lamaisa, he's a good guy, and therefore he's not a lahachasnik, and therefore he won't leave the heter and leave the iser. Now here it's kind of virtual, because the classic case of lo shavik heter v'achli yisru yonah pinchas is you're shopping in a store, and you see kosher meat right in front of you, and you see non-kosher meat. So that guy for sure is going to buy the kosher meat. It's not a hachasnik. Is that correct? That's the classic case of lo shavik keter v'achli surah. Literally, there's heter in front of you. Literally, there's iser in front of you. But here it's a little virtual. Why is it virtual? Because you have a live animal. And you can do your shechita properly, and therefore it'll be a kosher animal to eat. Kosher meat. You can mess up and bungle the shechita, and therefore make the meat usser. That's why I say it's virtual. You follow me? It's not like this heter in front of you, iser in front of your face, like the literal meaning of the phrase, but it's a similar vein, and therefore, that's why I say it's like a borrowed lashon. That's what the Ritva says, Dir Masko Gufo. Okay? It's a borrowed lashon. Since he has the ability to shech properly, then why don't we go with the heter and say that he does, and not with an iser? But I want you to know that ha'ara. It's a very nice ha'ara, because you got to think about every line of the Gemara. When you say Lo Shavik Heter Ve'achli Surah, you think it's literal. Well, that's the literal case when you're in a shopping store or in a grocery store. You see kosher meat and non-kosher meat right in front of your face. That's Lo Shavik Heter Ve'achli Surah. How is it used in our landscape? It's used in our landscape if you do the Shechita properly, Lamaisa, then what? Then it's going to become Hetera. If you don't do the Shechita properly, you bungle the Shechita, it's going to be Surah. So that's why I say it's like a borrowed Lashon. Who says this? The Ritva Dirmasko Gufa. I gave you that Ritva, okay? The Ritva Dirmasko Gufa says this pshat, okay? Everyone got it? That's what the Ritva says, Dirmasko Gufa. I believe I gave you that Ritva, okay? Yes, I gave you that Ritva. Ritva says that beferish, okay? Get that down. It's not a literal thing. Okay. You know what, Avenge? Let's read the Rashi on the bottom. Go ahead. Came into what?
Came on the Hika Teravi Surah.
Kameh means in his presence, right? So Rashi explains, because Rashi's magic could be maksher, he could also make it a nevela. Okay, back to the Gemara. Guys, let's see inside. Go ahead. What's the kasha? Yachi kilo badak nami. What's the kasha? If it's true that Rav is maksher and mumalat yavon l'shchita, then what? Then why did it say bodek sakim and nosalo? You have to give him a check knife and give it to him. Why can't you what? Why can't you just a real rely on him that what? That he's going to what? Even if the Yisrael doesn't check the knife, he'll check it himself. If there's a nick, he'll get it fixed or get a new knife. If you're assuming this principle, why don't we assume that Lamaisa, we don't need Yisrael to bodek the knife? That's Gemara's kasha. Okay, I want to say over another ritva. Let's get it. Whenever you have Yehachi in Shas, please get this. What does Yehachi mean? Literally? If that's so. That means you're predicated on a previous Chiddush. If that's so, then I'll ask you the following Kasha. If that's so, I'll ask you the following Kasha. But there's a Chiddush. There's an element of a Chiddush. And the Ritva is bothered by this is Yadua's statement in all of Shas. There's Yadua's statement in all of Shas. It's a Dover Yadua, B'chol HaTalmud, that a Mumer L'Teyavon will not what? Ain't always have had to vote. It's a Dover Pashin. Everyone knows that a Mumer L'Teyavon, if he has a kosher piece of meat in the grocery store and a piece of ham next to it, he's going to go with the what?
Kosher
piece of meat. So what's the Gemara saying? Ihaki. It's like you discovered America. You had such a big Chiddush, I'm going to ask the following Kasha. What Chiddush is there? Ihachi is coming off a Chiddush that was set over, and we're asking a Kasha. You follow me? So Ritva says, what has been Mechadish? What's the Chiddush? So I want someone to try to answer. Does anyone have an attempt based on the previous Ritva we set over in the beginning of Shir just now? Again, the Ritva says, what's the Ihachi? You discovered such a great Chiddush, and therefore I'm going to ask you, what's a Chiddush? So Dabri Yadu in all Shas. That if he has a piece of kosher meat ham in front of him, he always goes what? He goes with the kosher meat. Arya, what's the Ritva going to answer here? The Ritva answers like this, and I want to say it's Ritva Lishita, so get it down. This is not the classical case of a piece of kosher meat in front of your face and a piece of ham in front of your face. We said it's virtual, and it is not an easy thing, an easy enterprise to shech. It's a little tercha, guys. It might be a little, it is a shtickle tercha. And he's going to have to engage in doing this in a proper way. It's not just stop taking your hand and pulling out the kosher meat from what? From the refrigerator as opposed to non-kosher meat. That's easy. But engaging in shchita is not so poshut. And still he's going to what? What's the assumption here? He's going to shech properly. That's the chiddush that the Ritva is saying. That the Gemara says, the Gemara is driving in. The Gemara is saying, oh, he's going to what? He's going to make the shchita right, and he's going to what? Matriach himself to do that? Then why don't you matriach himself to go check the knife too as well? That's the Gemara's kasha. You follow what I'm saying? Once the Gemara made the quantum leap from what? Not just where there's kosher meat and non-kosher meat in front of you, that he's going to take out the kosher meat, but to the next step, the virtual, that he's going to what? He's going to take the step that he's willing to shech properly, which is not an Niyaz Yizach. If you're going to make that step of Oshavik Eter of Achli Surah, then make the full step and say what? That we assume they'll get the knife what? Kasher. If there's a nick, he'll get it sharpened, or I'll get another knife. That's a beautiful way the Ritva learns the Gemara. I thought it was Meyerdik. You follow me? Yeah. You can miss the whole thing. Benji, got it? That's the Ihachi. Get it down. The Yaki's built off that Chiddush. That it's not just on a piece of kosher meat and non-kosher meat in front of you, and he just puts his hand in the fridge and pulls the kosher one out, which is easy. Rafa, you follow what I'm saying? He's engaging an element of tircha by doing the shchita and making sure that he's going to do it right because he wants a kosher meat, he doesn't want nevela. Well, if you're going to make that leap, then make a further leap. And that further leap is that if he had a bad knife, he's going to take care of it and get a good knife. That's the predication. Natan, you got me? That's the Gemara's kashi hachi. Put the two ritvas together. Okay? Put the two ritvas together. You got what I'm saying, Noah? That first Ritva is a segue into that second Ritva. That the first Ritva is saying it's a little bit of a Chiddush, this concept of Shavik Etera. Because not Mamish in front of you, it's virtual. Once I say that, then the Ihachi comes in. Charlie, you got me? Please get down those two Ritvas. Yes, Jake.
Let me explain the first Ritva again.
Yeah, the first Ritva is just saying, when it says Lo Shavik Etera, what does it literally mean? You got two pieces of meat in front of you in the fridge. One is kosher, one is not. So you're not going to go with the what? You're not going to ignore the kosher one and go with the non-kosher one. That's what it means. But the two pieces of meat exist there in front of your face. In this case, are there two pieces of meat existing? No. You have a live animal, and the question is, are you going to shech properly, or are you going to bungle it? Shechting properly is hetera. Bungling it is isura. And the Gemara still uses that phrase. So once the Gemara makes that extended quantum leap to virtual, which it genders a bit of a tercha, so the Gemara says, why can't you rely on him on sakin as well? That's how the Ritva learns. We put the two Ritvas together. Joe, clear? That's what the Gemara wants to say. Okay. Let's see inside now. What's the answer? Period. No, we got it wrong. We can make a little bit of a quantum leap, but not completely square or cubed. It's impossible. He's willing to engage in a shchita that engenders somewhat of a tircha, but to go to get another knife, or to go to sharpen the knife to get the nick out, that we don't assume he's going to do. And therefore, we cannot trust him. Halacha l'maaseh. Bottom line, you just simply cannot trust them. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Let's see the Rashi. Metroch.
Metroch Otara.
He doesn't find a good knife. It's nicked. He will not trouble himself to find another one. Excellent. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. The Rabbanan said, the Rava, go ahead. Messiah Lach. In Aramaic, Lach is a Lashon Zachar also. Okay? So, a Brisa is a support for you. The Rabbanan said, we dug up a Brisa to support you, Rava. What's the riot? Go ahead.
Hamzan shall over Avera after a Pesach. Mutar miyad mipnei shehen machlifin.
Excellent. What does this mean? You have chametz of Yisrael, meaning Yisrael's over Avera, means a Jew. He's an over Avera. He's an Avarian, unfortunately. What does this mean? So we need a little bit of background for this. I want you to get it all down, please. We all know that chametz is asur yidam Pesach. If you do it, God forbid, you have karis. There's only a few foods that if you're chayav karis for in halacha. Chametz on Pesach, dam, every day of our lives, and chaylev, non-kosher fat of a behemoth. Those are the three foods that are chayav karis for. I can't hear you. Also, pigul and nosar. Thought you were going to say pigul and nosar of karbonis. What'd you say? That is true. Well said. What I meant to say, Ari, is intrinsically the food. Any day of the year. You're right. Okay. All food would be us on Yom Kippur. Well said. You're right. What did you say? No, that's the blood of Adam is different. I'm talking about blood from a behemoth that wasn't salted, the shechted.
Oh, okay? So if you have like a paper cut, you like...
Yeah, blood of an Adam of your own is not the erisin. Okay? Might not even be the Rabbanah, but it's not a good idea to suck your own blood. It's not a good idea. It might be Marsayin. You're not supposed to do it. So... Oh, we have chametz on Pesach, which is an Isser what? Isser achili yichayev karis. Terrible thing. It's a very scary din. Okay, yichayev karis if you eat bread on Pesach. Most non-observant yidim might hold of that, hopefully in America or Britain maybe. They're aware of such a din. Hopefully they observe it. There's another halacha. Please get down to your isa. There's an Isser hana. Once you get it all down, we're not writing on the board because we got a lot to do. What's Isser hana? It's also the Yeraisa. I'm not allowed to feed my dog chametz on Pesach. I'm not allowed to sell it to a goy for money. Those are two examples of Hana. Whenever you see Hana, I want you to think of those two examples. Okay, feeding it to your dog or buying and selling it for profit. Number three, you cannot possess chametz. You can't see it, you cannot find it. By raw, by a matzah. Okay? The Torah is very strict about the issue of chametz. Might be like the Yitzhahara. The Zohar compares it to the Yitzhahara. One sec, Raf. Okay? Then, this leads us to the following with this background. You deal with a Yid, who's an over Avera, like the Gemara says. And what a Yid should do, who's a Ben Torah, a Bar Halacha, what he should do is he should mevatel his chametz, but he really should ideally burn his chametz. There's a machloikis with a bittel chametz. You know what bittel is? Kol chamira. Does bittel work on chametz yadua? Let's say I have 10 loaves of bread in my freezer. Can I do bittel on chametz yadua? Two girses in the Kesef Mishnah. Get it down. The two girses in the Kesef Mishnah, a bittel works on chametz yadua. If you ever notice, there are two kochamiras, you know, the one you say at night for bedika and the one you say in the morning. You ever remember that?
Yeah.
You ever saw the difference between the two? The one at night is unknown chametz. The one in the morning says unknown and known. Because if you learn like Taisim, Sachem, please get everything down. On Dalamez, bittel works mitam hefker. You know what hefker is? I can mafker my items and say my item, I don't own it, it's ownerless. So if you say that bittel works with tam hefker, then it should work even on chametz yadua. I'm being mafker all these loaves of bread. But the Ramban and Rashi say bittel works differently. What is bittel? It's declaring this bread null and void like a piece of dirt. The Torah prohibits me to what? Own chametz, not piece of dirt. It's not hefker. It's called hefker it's called afradara. Hashem gave the ability of a man, a Jew, to declare your bread like what? Dirt. And therefore, the Torah asked me to own bread, but not dirt. So the two ways are you to learn up the din of bittel. Is it mitam hefker like taisvus? Or is it like Rashi and Naran that it's mitam what? Declaring it what? Bread and what? Declaring the bread like what? Dirt. And the Torah asks me. In fact, the Targum Unklus on the word tashbisu says tevatlun. So there's a whole shayla. Does bittel work, Joe, on chametz yadua? Dovi, you got me? Try to get this down. Does bittel work? You got it? Does bittel work on chametz yadua? But ideally, What you're supposed to do is burn the chametz. Where is this machlokes? It's a Mishnah Pesachim and Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein biru chametz ala sreifa." The chametz say you can what? Crumble up to the to crumbs and throw it to the wind or the sea. Nefar l'ruch l'zor liyam. So you can do bittul, which the Minchas Chinuch says is the passive way of getting rid of chametz, and then there is the active way, which is what? Burning or crumbling it up and throwing it to the wind and the sea. Okay? Now that's what a ben Torah is supposed to do before Pesach. Unfortunately, this man, this over Aveir, we'll get to Yerafi in a minute, and then Aryeh, this Yid has not done the proper thing. He didn't do Bittul, and even if he did Bittul, you're supposed to do the active thing of what? Also burning it. He didn't do it. That's called Chametz. She'avra love a Pesach. I cannot tell you how many people stare at me when I say that phrase. They don't know what I'm talking about. Chametz she'avra alav haPesach. Now you know what this means the rest of your life. Chametz that Pesach traversed over. Meaning that this chametz was not burned. Maybe it wasn't nullified. Even if it was nullified, it was not burned. And Pesach passed over it. And this Yid did a terrible thing. He didn't sell it either. He did a horrible thing. Now is that, he did it b'mezik. Good, Benji. We're talking about over Aveira, correct. Not Peshogi. Did it b'mezid. He's an over Aveira. So is that chametz now asr b'hana? Yes. Reb Yudah says it's asr d'oraisa. Reb Shimon says it's a knas. What does knas mean? Rabbinic penalty. Correct. You must know this. Chometz avolav haPesach. We happen to pass like Reb Shimon, the Rambam says, that it's a knas. Normally, Reb Yudah should we hold like Reb Yudah, but here we don't. Here we hold like Reb Shimon. The Rambam is in Pirak Aleph al Chadalin, Hilchos Chometz u'Matzah. Is it also the Yeraisa or is it a knas? Reb Yudah says the Yeraisa. Reb Shimon says it's a knas. And this price, it talks about a man that did not do his job properly, a Jewish man. He's labeled as over Aveira. He did a terrible thing. And the question is, will we, as onlookers, be able to use his chametz? So the Gemara is going to tell us, the Bryce is going to tell us, yes, we can. Why? Because this Yid did a bad thing, but he now knows if it's after Pesach and he eats his food, he's going to be over what? A D'oraisa or a D'rabbanan. Depending whether you hold like Reb Yudah or who? Or Reb Shimon. So he says, you know what? I have a Gentile friend, a non-Jewish friend that has the same exact chametz that I have. It's got the same Cheerios, the same oatmeal, the whole deal. So he says, why don't I swap it? We'll swap it. It'll be exactly perfect price. Let's swap it because I can minimize an isser. That's the philosophy and the thought process of Urafi or Mumr L'Teyavon. That is the thought process of a Mumr L'Teyavon. If you can minimize the isser, why not? It takes 5 seconds. His Gentile is a neighbor right next door. Let's just swap it and done. I'll be minimizing Israel. So I come along, and I've known this over Aveira for a while, and I see all these Cheerios and oatmeal in his garage, and I want to go ahead and buy it. But I say to myself, well, I know he's not from. I know he's an over Aveira on purpose. Maybe that's Chomer Shomer LaPesach. No problem. I can buy it from the guy without a problem with the assumption that it's not, wasn't his. He swapped it already with the Gentile. You got that? That is the background of this dish. Okay? That is the background of the, and I don't have a problem of what? Chametz Ravalov HaPesach. Because it's not the chametz. Yes? It's the swap that the Gentile gave instead of the what? Instead of the Yid. Okay, first Rafi and then Aryeh. Then we got to go on. Quickly, go ahead.
You said that also the profit two ways from chametz. One was like sell it and one was giving it to your dog.
Hano. Yeah. Let's call Hano.
How is giving your dog chametz Hano?
I have an obligation if I own a dog. Lamais, I have to feed him. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Sar balechayim. That's called ano, yeah. That's ano. I have an obligation to feed it. I'm getting something out of the chametz. Absolutely. Those are the two classical examples always given of what halachic ano is. Okay? Either buy and sell to a boy for profit or I'm feeding a
group. Give it to your kid.
But that's achila. I'm responsible. That I want to come up with something that's ano, that's not achila. So those are two examples that are not called achila. Human beings not eating it. Okay? That's what we assume. It's a good kasha. I'm glad you asked me that. Those are the two classical examples. You should always know what Isra No is. Okay? Yes, Aryeh. You got it answered? Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Binyam. What do you say?
Isn't the reason why is, then you don't have to pay for.
Yeah, food. Yeah, so that's correct.
You know, that it's worth money, and you're just, instead of.
Yeah, because I have a responsibility to take care of them. Well said. Very good. Okay, let's go now. So what does the Gemara say? Let's go again. You know what? Let's see the last line again, Bench.
Yeah.
Look inside. Amalei Rabbanan. Last line, Dal Amalaf. Go ahead.
Amalei Rabbanan L'Rava Tanya. The Messiah Chamson Shel Ovre Avera Achara Pesach Mutar Miyad Yufei Shehen Machlipin.
Wow. So we assume it's okay because it's swapped. Okay, now these are two hard Rashis I want to see inside. Guys, look closely. They're hard Rashis. Let's look at them inside. And this will set up a lot of kashas that we have to deal with, okay? All right, go ahead.
Mutar miyad, ba'af agav delo shehad, kidei la'apos, devadai avar alea pasaf, mutar la'kisharim la'afo, me'chamsan miyad.
Okay, so what does this mean? Have you guys you ever heard of what is called the knas, of called Maisa Shabbos? Let's say a guy cooks a chulin on Shabbos, on purpose, terrible thing. It's Machal Shabbos, so that guy cannot use it forever. Cannot use it, that chulin, ever and ever. On Sunday, Monday, never. That was a knas the Rabbanan imposed. Because he was Machal Shabbos, this guy. What about other people? So there's shitas that say that other people can eat the chulin the amount of time, b'chdei sheyasu. What is the phrase, b'chdei sheyasu? Let me write it on the board. What does b'chdei sheyasu mean? B'chdei sheyasu is let's say it takes 2 hours to what? To cook the chulin? So you have to wait 2 hours after Shabbos for the other guys to derive benefit from the chulin. You cannot eat it the second after Shabbos. That was part of the rabbinic knas. They have to wait. So Rashi brings up here, you know what? Rashi says, I'm thinking to myself, when we say halacha l'maisa, when we say l'maisa that it's mutter, what does mutter mean? It said miyad. The second Pesach's over, yes? The second Pesach's over, I can buy that chametz from that yid. Because why? I can assume I already swapped it. Now, I'm going to have to wait the amount of time it takes to swap, which might take, as my neighbor, might take 10 seconds. You know, we'll take a few wagons and, you know, swap and we're done. But maybe I should have to wait the amount of time that it would take to bake bread, which might be an hour and a half. Rashi says, no, you don't have to wait. Mutar miyad avagav delo shoha kidei la'afos. Get it down in your notes. Even though we're not going to wait the amount of time it takes to bake the bread, Devarai avralah Pesach. And then therefore we know for sure what? That it traversed over Pesach. It's mutter l'ksherim l'chol mechemsen miyad. It's mutter for ksherim, regular yidim, good yidim, ksherim, to eat from the guy's chametz miyad, because we can assume that he swapped it with the Gentile already. Okay? So you don't have to what? You don't have to wait the amount of time that it would take to bake the bread. Because in that case, avakav lo shor kidei lefos, even though you didn't wait the amount of time that it takes kidei lefos, right? Rashi says, what does shoha mean? It means miyad. Okay? So what's the sheet? There are a few sheetas we have to get what miyad is. I want you, one sec, Yudah. What is the sheet that we have of miyad? Okay? What does it immediately mean? So Rashi tells us, what is the sheet of miyad? Rashi says miyad means mamish miyad, that it's you don't have to wait the amount of time to bake. Please get it. You do not have to wait the amount of time to bake. And that's what the Ritva says too. You don't have to wait the amount of time to knead it and to bake it. It's enough that you have to wait how much time? The amount of time to swap. Okay? Because we assume that this was swapped and this is the chametz of the goy. This is the sheet of Rashi and the Ritva. Yes, I'm sorry, Yehuda. What do you say?
When we say machlifin, let's say I have flour, right? The guy can't trade flour for dough. He can only trade
well, we'll
flour.
See when we get to Taisus about
and
that.
Then we would have a problem.
We'll see when we get to Taisus. Let's assume now everything is bread, everything is chametz. We swap everything's Cheerios, everything's mamish chametz. Okay, we'll talk about when we get to Taisus, we get to the dough. Okay? Well, let's talk about regular case. That's what we're assuming. So you have to, miyad means the amount of time to swap. So let's say it takes 10 minutes to swap. Pesach ends, I have to wait 10 minutes and I can buy from this Jew. Why can I buy from this Jew? Because I can assume that what? It was the Gentile stuff. And I gave him enough time to swap. Do I have to wait an hour and a half, the amount of time to bake bread?
No.
No, we don't have to wait there. So that's what miyad means according to Rashi. Okay, next. It's a good kashi. Let's get to the details when we get to that. Okay, let's go. Next Rashi bench. Guys, look inside, okay? This Rashi is even a little bit harder than the first one. Let's go. Mutter. He's going to what? Since he can eat a heter, let him swap and get the chametz of the goy, shavar a pesach. Does a goy have to celebrate Pesach? Yes or no? No. A goy shavar a pesach is what? Goy's chametz is mutter. We're going to get to a sheet of Reb Yudu who says it's taka aser though. Reb Yudu says a goy's chametz shavar a pesach taka aser. We're assuming this point not like Reb Yudu. So he says if it's a goy's chametz shavar a pesach mutter, go ahead. Lo achel what? So he doesn't want to eat his own. Go ahead. He knows that. He knows that. He learned a little bit in yeshiva. He might have learned more than that a little yeshiva. So he doesn't want to what? He doesn't want to be over this just all swapping. Okay. Now Rashi has his own kasha. We've already said whenever you see afagav is an applied kasha. Go ahead. Oh, even though now we say what? Even though now we say there's an issur lagabe. What do you mean there's an issur lagabe? No, there's an issue to what? Charlie, I want you to get this. Guys, let's focus. I know everyone's tired, but you got to work, okay? Try to go to bed a little bit earlier. Really try. I tried last night. It does help, but it does help. Try. So I have a problem with this. This Jew, what he's doing is wrong. Why is it wrong what this Jew is doing? Because by him swapping with the Gentile, he's indirectly getting enough from what? He is indirectly getting enough from the Chametz himself. Because there's no way the Gentile would have given his chametz unless what? Unless the Jew gave him his. So isn't that hana itself? That's what Rashi's bothered by. Get that kasha down. That's what Rashi's bothered by. Rashi's such a genius. Every little nakuda, yeah, he asks on. So I understand something. The guy, the Jew that does this is deriving hana. That does the swap. Okay, read again inside. V'avo gav the what? Even though it's an issur l'gabe, for he himself to swap his chametz over a pesach, go ahead. Yeah, he's deriving hanah from his pesach, from his chametz. Go ahead. If he didn't give his stuff to the goy wouldn't have given his. Didei means the goy. You got that down? Lo havi lei didei. Write that down. The goy wouldn't have given his. So you're getting hanah from it. You're not allowed to get hung off from what? Someone who swaps Isra Anah is not allowed to get hung off from it. Rashi Shita is. Please get it down. Machlif Isra Anah. There's an Isra for the Machlif himself. This is Rashi's stunning Kiddush. Rashi holds. If you're Machlif Isra Anah, the Machlif himself is usher to do it. There was an Isra Anah. Arya, get it down for the Machlif himself. That is Rashi Shita. There are only three areas in halacha. If I sell an idol, please get this down, and I get cash for the idol, is the money mutter now? Natan. If I sell the idol and I get cash for it, is the money mutter? No. If I have a hektish of a car, and I redeem the hektish, what's the din? There's no hektish on the car anymore. Where did the hektish go, though? On the money. Yes? What about when it comes to, what's the third category? Shviz. The fruit of Shviz as Kiddush, it also goes on the money. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's only three areas in halacha that goes on the what? The chalufin. Chalufin, you must know that. Izer Nisra Na an chalifeyim. You know what chalifeyim is? The thing that swapped the idol. The thing that swapped the hektish. The thing that swapped the what? The Shviz. Isra Anah, only in those three categories based on Psukim are Tofes Chalufayin. But Rashi has a stunning Kiddush. Any other Isra Anah, if you swap it yourself, there's an Isra on you. Rashi says there's an Isra on you. Question is whether that's the Raisa of the Rabbanan. I want you to get this down. Rashi Bayas is Mashma. Rashi Mesechus Avodah Zarah. Okay? Poshup Shat Rashi by us seems to say that it's an issue of the Yeraisa. The Rishonim, though, in Avodah Zarah, Tosvos, and the Ritva, the Rishonim say that Rashi only meant what? It was a Knas. So there's a big machlokes within Rashi. Is the machlif himself asur d'oraisa or the rabbanan? I want you to get that. Okay? Please get it. There's a machlokes l'maisa when Rashi says asur l'machlif. Is that d'oraisa or is that the rabbanan? Many Rishonim say, Tos the Ritva say that Rashi meant the rabbanan, it was a knas. What are you playing around doing this for? Why are you swapping? But the simplest reading of Rashi is that it's d'oraisa. That's what I want you to get down. Okay? That's what I want you to get down. Now, the truth of the matter is, please get the shita. One sec, Rafi. I'm going to get to you in a second, Rafi. The Rambam, which I gave you, in Hilchos Macholos, Asuras Pirachas, Alokat Et Zayin, and the Ramban, right here, Dibra Maskel B'Yushalmi, say that Chalufei Isra Na'ar Mutter, even Lamachlef. They argue on Rashi. They say that it is mutter completely to everyone, even the machlif himself. Even midrabanan, they did not make a gzeira. So not everyone agrees with Rashi. And the Mishabura is mitzayin, Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter. Simin tof mem gimel sif gimel.
That's mutter.
That it's mutter even for the machlif. Correct. But most Rishonim say in Rashi that it's also midrabanan. Mishabura is mitzayin. And Simit Tuf Mem Gimel and Sharatzin Oschaf Gimel. Most Rishonim said Rashi Arya held it was the Rabbanan. Okay, so let's write it on the board quickly. We got a lot to see. But Lamaisa Machlif, Rashi Sheet is Machlif, Atzmo, Usser. Is it the Rabbanan or the Raisa? Pashup Shat in our Rashi, we thought it was the Raisa, which we'll see. Most Rishonim say Rashi meant that Rashi said it was only the Rabbanan. Yes? The Feirish. Most Rishonim say it was the Rabbanan. Who argues on the whole thing? Rambam. Rambam says, Mutter afilu l'machlif. It is mutter even to the machlif. We are talking about Isure Hana. Swapping Chilufe Isure Hana. Swapping Isra Na. The Isra does not go on the swap, that's for sure. There are only three categories where it does. Chutz, what are they? Avodah Zarah.
Hektish.
Hektish. Very good. And Shvis. Those are the three categories where it goes on anything you swap it with. The money or another item. The Isra transfers over to that as well. Okay? So Rashi has a stunning chiddush here now. One sec. Let's see it inside. Then we'll get to Rafi and Noah. Rafi, you ready? One sec, Noah. Let's see inside. Go ahead, Bench. So what does Rashi say? So what's Rashi bothered by? How can this guy what? This guy's getting indirect to Noah by swapping it. He wouldn't have gotten the goy's chametz. Go ahead. So Afilu Hachi starts the answer. Afilu Hachi. Excellent. Anything that he can do a little bit, Purta's a little bit. Betera, he will do. Now, why is this a little bit better? Charlie, why is this a little bit better? What'd you say? Well, I think you got to be a little bit more precise, Rafi. I think what you mean is like this. The bottom line is you're not deriving benefit from your own chametz. You are what in deriving benefit indirectly by getting the Gentiles chametz. So it's not direct. So I want you to get this down. I actually saw three suggestions why it's better. I want you to get all three. I thought like what I just said. I thought of what I just said is that what? Is that at least I'm not deriving benefit from the chametz directly itself. The chalifah is only a knas. And therefore, it's got to be a what? A lower level. The bottom line is that they're both the Rabbanan, though. It's in the guy's eyes, he thinks. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, they're both the Rabbanan. Chomet Sholom Rav Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, is what? Is the Rabbanan. And this also is what? The Khalif is the Rabbanan. So at the end of the day, on the books, they're both the Rabbanan. But in the guy's mind, he thinks he's not getting direct benefits from the Chomet itself. He's just indirectly getting it because he got the Gentile. So I want you guys to get that down. That's one possibility, okay? That's one possibility, halacha l'maisa, okay? The Rashba and the Ran, the Maskel Mimai, say the Isra Achila Dover Atmos Chamor, then Isra Nami Damo. That's again another thing we're saying. So It's much more chomer than what? Objectively on the books, to get hanah from the thing itself rather than from its money. Yes? From its value. And that's basically what you did. So that's another svar.
Wait, so we're saying it's more chomer to get from the
value? Yeah, you know, in other words, like in his own eyes, one svar we're saying in his own eyes, he thinks he's not doing his bad, even though on the books they're both the Rabbanim were saying. The second shot is on the books it's less, because it's not the chefs itself. I'm getting the ranah from the value that I was able to what? That I was able to what? Get the Gentiles' chametz through it. I'm not eating the bread itself, my own bread. Two other pshat, and please get down. According to Reb Yehuda, what is chametz shavu of a Pesach? The Raisa the Rabbanan. According to Reb Yehuda, what is it? The Raisa. Now I've lowered it to be the Rabbanan, because I'm getting enough from its chalifah. From the Gentile stuff.
So have you
so I've lowered it from a deraisa to a derabanan.
According to Teish
Rashi. According to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds chamesh lo mepesach deraisa. We're coming up with four different ways, Yehuda. Why is he, in what sense is he lowering the isser?
Yeah, but Reb Yehuda would agree to that?
No, Reb Yehuda holds, yes. Reb Yehuda holds chamesh lo mepesach deraisa when it's from the bread itself. But the khalifa is only derabanan. The khalifa, the thing you swapped with. And then the last shot, number four, is Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say? Chametz shel Rav Pesach is what? Is the Rabbanan or the Raisa? Chametz of Rav Pesach or Reb Shimon is only asum in the Rabbanan. And what sense have you lowered it? Because other people what? Other people can derive a benefit from the Khalifa. Other people can derive benefit. Even though what? Chametz itself is us or what? To other people, the chametz itself, but the khalifa is mutalach erim. So by you creating a swap on a conceptual level, other people have more on, can now have enough from this, as opposed to what the chefs itself.
I don't get that.
Why? There are people in the world, Yehuda, that had, now can derive benefit from it. It's mutter. So on a isser perspective, it's a lower isser. The swap stuff is mutter for everybody. The chametz is mutter for everybody except me. The chametz itself is also for everyone. It's not just also for me. Chametz shel Rav Pesach is also for everyone. If you have a Jew that didn't do his job. So where are we at in Rashi? We'll get to you in a sec, Rafi, and then Noah. Where are we at in Rashi? What Rashi's saying is a beautiful pshat. He's saying, oh, aren't you deriving benefit? What's the answer? He wanted to minimize the Isser. So he wanted to minimize the Isser, because if there ain't, he minimized the Isser. Four ways. What are the four ways he minimized the Isser? What are the four ways he minimized the Isser? Natan, please get this down. What's number one way he minimized the Isser? In his own eyes, he thought what? He thought the swap is not the same thing as the chametz itself. But at the end of the day, on the books, one's the Rabbanah, one's a Knas, they're both the Rabbanah. The second shot is really on the books, it's less. Because what the Rashi and Ron say, it's not the chametz itself. The Khalifa of his what? The Khalifa of the money is what? The money's much different. The Isser itself is more chamor than what? The Isser na from its value. What's number three? According to Reb Yehuda, the Chametz shel Rav Pesach normally deraisa. The Khalifa is derabanan. And number four, according to Reb Shimon, it's been lowered because why? Even though it's us and Rabbanan according to everyone, but when you do Khalifa, it's mutalachim, except for me. And this is all based on Rashi Shita that says what? That Isseri na Khalifa. Swapping of Isser Na. What are some examples of Isser Na? What are some examples, guys? Orla, Kilai Kerem, right? Orla, first 3 years of fruit, Kilai Kerem. The wheat with the barley. Those are Asabachil Asabana. Those are classic examples. Avodazar is Asabachil Asabana. If it's a food, people worship a certain food, right? It's Asabachil Asabana. There are many types of Isser Na in Halacha. Chametz on Pesach is Asabana. Not just Asabachila, but Khalifav is what? Is Mutter, except for which areas? Avodazara, Shvi, Hektish, and Shvis. But Rashi has a stunning chinish that any Isriana that you swap yourself, there's an Isser, Diraisa the Rabbanan, we have two Shitas. Pashim Shan Rashi, who says Diraisa, all the other Shon saying Rashi the Rabbanan. What does the Ramam argue? What does the Ramam say to Rashi? He argues completely on Rashi. What does he say? That the whole thing is what? Mutter l'charkila, correct. Mutter even for the Machlif. The Ramban, Rambam in the Ramban. I wrote Rambam on the board, it's Ramban too. Please get it down. Avad Yumaska Avav Yushami. The Ram and the Ramban argue. Okay? Now, go ahead and Rashi, and we'll get to you, Rafi and Noah. Let's finish inside Rashi. Guys, look inside. Go ahead. So what was his kasha? How could the machlif do it himself? So what's the answer? Wait, what's the answer though? How could the machlif do it himself? Is he directly getting hana? What's the answer? He's minimizing. He thinks he's minimizing. Okay, good. However, Ludidan, go ahead. What does Mia mean? Nevertheless. And for us, the innocent bystanders, the Jews that are looking on to buy from this Jew, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Go ahead.
Khalifa.
What does tofes mean? The iser does not grab, doesn't fall, imbue on the swap. Right, doesn't catch on the one, on the swap. Chutz me what? What does he mean by that line? Binyamin, what does he mean by that line? A regular Jew wants to buy from that Jew. What? Why should it be mutter? That was Khalifa of Isra Hana. Chomet Shavala Vapetzach. It's a swap. Isn't that mutter? Or is it an usher? What's the answer? It's mutter. The only three areas where it's usher in that time. What are the three areas? Avodah Zarah, Hekdesh, and Shviz. That's why other Jews can buy it. You got it? That's why other Jews can buy it from this Jew. Because he swapped it with the goy. Oh, isn't that Khalifa Yisrna? Khalifa Yisrna are mutter. It's only usher for the machlif himself. And this guy anyway is over Averin. He's a Shagetz. But he wants to minimize his what is Averis. How does he minimize his Averis? So he does what? He swaps it with a goy. But he's still usher. He shouldn't have done it. But in his eyes, he was what? Minimizing it. And we said not only in his eyes, on the books he also is. Okay, finish up, guys. Go ahead, Benj. Finish this Rashi. Wow, now whose sheet is that? I wrote it on the board. Whose sheet is that, Yeshomrim? Ramam in the Ramban. Excellent, Rafi. He says that sheet is wrong. Go ahead. It's a mistake to say like the Ramam in the Ramban. Why? Wow, then you have derived Hana. You have created a value, dumim, value, for chametz and pesach shor niskal. What's a shor niskal? Another example on the list of Isra Hana. I didn't list it. Yes. Or like you like kerem, chametz and pesach, shor niskal, your shor killed a human being. What do you have to do with that shor if they ate him? Stone it. Once you kill that animal, once there's a psak on it, it's asav hana. You cannot derive any benefit from it. Done, plain and simple. So what does he say? He says, if you claim that it's mutter for the machlif, then you're giving a value for chametz and pesach shor niskal. Shim ratza, go ahead.
Shim ratza, bofro ove kochavim.
And if he wanted to, he should be able to sell to a goy. We know that's not true. You can't sell chametz to pesach on a goy, to a goy. You can't sell shor niskal to a goy. So sabahana. Can't say that there's value to it and it's mutter for the machlif. That's crazy. Tanan, what does it say in the Mishnah? Sochim laman alfa and beis. Go ahead. Right. Tanan, sochim laman alfa and beis. What's that case? You're a czar. What's a czar? Can't hear you. Non-Kohen. Could be a Levi Yisrael. What does he do? He eats chametz on Pesach. We should know. We know czar. Right? We had czar. Remember that, Charlie? We had czar what was. Remember that whole shtickle Torah about a Kabbalah? Why is a woman a problem? Remember, we said, is it a problem because she's a czar, or is it a separate din? Remember, we had that whole shtickle Torah based on the Gemara's Zvachim and Avdalim, Amid Aleph. So listen to this. What does he say? What happens if a czar eats truma of a coin on Pesach? Yehuda, a czar eats truma of a coin on Pesach. What's the din? He's potter from paying with Dmei Eitzim. What does Dmei Eitzim mean? What does Dmei Eitzim mean? Go ahead, Arye. What is, but Dmei Eitzim means the worth of the firewood. I could sell my chametz to get firewood to make fuel. It's a catchphrase. It's a way of what evaluating a value. So if you eat chumas chametz on Pesach, you are completely putter. It has no value at all. You did a terrible thing. You stole from the guy. You might be chayav misa v'neshamayim. But the bottom line is you have to pay any cash. Because it has no value. Chametz on Pesach has no value at all. Not even for the worth if you sold it for its firewood. You know what firewood means? I take pizza. I could sell pizza to the guy. I need some firewood. So So I'll sell my pizza, I get $5 worth, I'll buy firewood with it. You don't have to pay a penny. It has no value at all. Zero. Zero. None whatsoever. This Mishnah proves it has no value at all. None. Everyone got this? He proves the Maisa from here that what? That the Ram and the Ramban are wrong. The Machlif has no what? The Machlif has no... What did the Ram and the Ramban say? The Machlif is mutter to swap. Yes? Rashi says it's dead wrong. Okay? Now Rashi is a beautiful Raya. Okay? Rashi is a beautiful Raya. What's Rashi's Raya? Oh, Chochametz B'Pesach is Potter from Tashlum and Dmei Eitzim. Now, if a Kohen would be able to what, Aryeh? If a Kohen would be able to swap his Truma, what would we say? The Chametz has some value then, so why is the eater Potter? Must be that what? That is us to derive benefit from the Chametz itself, and also you cannot swap. Someone who eats it has not been mafsid the Kohen anything, because it's worthless. The Kohen can't even swap it, halakha l'maaseh. It's totally nothing. This is Rashi's Raya. The Kohen is not able to swap it. Because if the Kohen could swap it, at least you should have to pay him something, yes? Yes, Shmuel.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. In other words, if someone else eats the Kohen's Truma on Pesach, you're completely putter. Why are you completely putter? Maybe the Kohen had the ability to swap it with someone. You see that he does not have the ability to swap it. What I wrote on the board, it's also for the Machlif to swap it. Because otherwise, you should have to pay the Kohen something. You took away his right to what? Swap it. Since you don't have to pay a penny, shows that guy doesn't have a right to swap it. You got it? That's Rashi's Raya. Now, how do you get out of Rashi's Raya if you hold like the Rambam and the Ramban? Let's get this down. How do you get out of that Raya if you hold like the Rambam and the Ramban? Now, Todd, how do we get out of it? So please get it down. The way you get out of it is the following. The Tosis, the Rashba, the Ritva say, in a Chanami, you might be able to what? If you're machlif it, it's mutter derived benefit. But it's lechachil aser. Everyone holds it's lechachil aser. So therefore, if something's aser lechachila, we don't assume that the coin will be over an iser tired to sell a lechachlif. Okay? That's the chiddush we want to say. There's no such riot. In other words, according to what the other is showing him, it might be what? It might be mutter what? Bidi Evid. It's efshar that if he did do it, it's mutter to derive benefit. Bidi Evid. That's what the Ram and the Ramban said. But they agree that it's also lechachila. And since it's also lechachila, we assume the eater that took away this coin's food has done nothing to the coin. Because we don't assume that the coin would do an isser and sell his stuff because there's an isser lechachila. Please get that down, Noah. Since there's an Isser Lichachilu, even according to the Ram and the Ramban, therefore, we cannot bring a Raya that it's Usa to the Machlif. They hold Lamaisa, the Ram and the Ramban hold the Feirish Lamaisa, that it's Usa Lichachilu. What do they mean? So I'm going to write this down. The Ram and the Ramban say, Mutal Hachlif, Achain, Bidi Evid. Get that down. They only allow it Bidi Evid. If you did it already, if you made the swap, it's good. Achein, usher, lechachilu. And therefore, since it's usher lechachilu for the coin to do this, if you eat up the coin's food, you don't have to pay him a penny. Okay? You absolutely don't have to pay him a penny. So when you read this Rashi, you read it very nicely, Benj, you get the impression that Rashi's very conclusive. He says there, he made a big mistake. Rashi's very vociferous. He says they made a mistake. The Ram and the Ramban are wrong. And he quotes this riot. How are you going to get out of that riot if you're the Ram and the Ramban? The answer is exactly this. Because even the Ram and the Ramban hold it's only mutter bidi evid if you swapped it. They agree it's asa l'chachila. And since it's asa l'chachila, if you eat up the Kohen Shuma on Pesach, you have not done anything to him, Lamaisa. You don't owe him a penny. Because it's asa for the Kohen to swap it anyway, l'chachila. Now, bidi evid, if he did it, the Ram and the Ramban say it's mutter. Rashi would say it's still asa. Rashi would still say it's Aser, Allah Chalamais. Okay? Rashi would still say it's Aser. That's Rashi's Kiddush. Okay? And therefore, what your Nenem Yisra Hano. Okay, first Rafi and then Noah. Go ahead, Rafi. What was your question?
I'll figure it out.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, Noah, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, we got this floor now? This is the Machloik Yislamais that we have. You got to know this. Machlifa Yisra Hano. Are they Aser or not? For other people that completely mutter. For the guy himself, Rashi says usher. The Ram and the Rabbat say it's mutter. But the Ram and the Rabbat agree, L'chachili shouldn't do it. Okay? L'chachili shouldn't do it. And the thought process of this guy is that what? He thinks he's minimizing the issur, which we said four pshatim, why he's minimizing the issur. No doubt. Okay? And then Rashi thinks the Ram and the Rabbat are wrong from this riot. Okay. Excellent. Weiter now. Let's go now in the Gemara. With the Rashi. Let's go, guys. Come on. We got a lot to do. It's late already. Go ahead. Let's see inside.
In the Gemara?
Yes. Please.
Okay. Sabrua. Ha mani Rabbi Yehuda hi de amar chametz achar pesach v'oraisa.
What does Sabrua mean? The Chachamim that want to bring a Raya from this Brisa to Rava, who is the Tana of this Brisa? Ha mani. Who is the Tana? We want to know who the Tana is. Go ahead. Read again. Sabrua?
Sabrua. Ha mani. Ha mani Rabbi Yehuda. Sabrua ha mani. Rabbi Yehuda hi.
Damar?
Amar.
Stam Rabbi Yehuda Shas says Rabbi Yehuda what? No, come on, let's see. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Go ahead.
The Amar Chametz Achar Pesach D'Oraisa.
Wow, it's D'Oraisa.
The Katani B'Knishah Hin Matlifin.
Alma.
Go Shavi Katera V'Achil Yisura.
There it is. He has the ability to swap with the Goy. We assume he does it. Slam dunk Raya, the Rav is right.
Rabbi.
A Mumar that's Ochon Avelis. One sec. Where do we prove that smara? From this din. This is an issur d'oraisa, and the guy's going to want to get out of it. How does he want to get out of it? He'll swap it. And we assume definitively, guys, that this is what he did. Definitively. This is what he's going to do. Yes?
Okay, but this whole thing with swapping seems like a tircha.
It's not, we said. It's not. That's wow. What we have. Because I said you have to say it's next door. It takes 10 minutes. That's all. That's what you're assuming.
Okay, but we said with the Mumar, maybe he'll do Shechita.
No, but it matches the Shechita. The Shechita also is that enterprise, which is a bit of Tircha. The real Tircha is to go next door or go 5 blocks to check the knife. That's too much. That the guy won't do. But to engage in Shechita and the swap, that'll do.
No, why can't we say the same thing? The
Gemara says it matches. The element of Tircha of Shechita is the same element of Tircha of swapping with the Goy. You're making a good aura, but that's a Gemara's comparison. To go find the knife and get a better knife, that's too much. That the guy won't do. Okay? That's a Gemara's riot. Okay?
Checking the knife is less of a
tier code and shutting it out. No, it isn't. We strike funny. The behemoth is there. The assumption of the Gemara is not that way, no. To go check the knife and get a new knife is going to be a tremendous tier code. He's experienced. He knows how to do it. For him, it's not hard. It's not hard. It's right there. It's what they're for. Okay, let's see. Go ahead, Bench. Guys, look at, let's see Rashi. Go ahead, Kareb Yehuda.
Kareb Yehuda be-perikol shah.
Tzachim chafchesim be-beiz. Yeah, go ahead.
Yisr do-raisa. Va'achag av-do-raisa ki samchiran a-achalit.
There it is, guys. Even though it's do-raisa, we rely on the swapping. Oh, back to the Gemara. Guys, look inside.
Mimai, Dilma, Rabbi Shimon here.
Oh, what's the kasha? How do you know that what? How do you know the Tana is who? Reb Yehuda. Maybe the Tana is who? Reb Shimon, who holds what? Go ahead.
The Amar, Chametz Achar Pesach D'Rabbanan. The Ki Makilinin B'D'Rabbanan. B'D'Rabbanan B'D'Raisa Lo Makilinin.
Excellent. This shows nothing. This shows nothing. Who says the Tana is Reb Yehuda? Maybe it's Reb Shimon. Chametz Achar Lo Pesach is only Nisid D'Rabbanan. Which, who do we say we pass him like? Reb Shimon. I think it's the fourth halacha in the Rambam, or the third halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. It's very bizarre. Maybe another time we'll discuss why the Rambam quotes it so early. Usually in any topic the Rambam discusses, he first talks about the D'Oraisas, then the end he talks about the Rabbanans. The very third halacha, I think it is. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, you have the Rambam on there? He says the third or fourth, he says that Chametz Olavaz the Rabbanans of Shimon. How do you know the Tanna is of Yehuda? Maybe it's of Shimon. And you know what we're assuming? We're making a presumption, or rather I'll say an assumption. Talinin, we assume. You know what we assume? Natan, what do we assume? We assume that we can rely that this is Chametz only to Rabbanan.
Where?
In Chametz Matzah. The Ram Hilchos Chametz Matzah.
Which halacha?
I think it's halacha Gimel or Dalet. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? How do you know this is D'Oraisa? What is Nevela? What is Shechita? D'Oraisa to Rabbanan. This, you guys tell me. What is this? D'Oraisa. So how can you bring me a riot from this price about Chametz Shalom HaPesach? Who said it's of Yehuda? Maybe it's of Shimon. You understand? And Reb Shimon's only the Rabbanon Jake. Go ahead. Beautiful. Exactly. Who's halacha is that? What Gimel or Dalet?
Dalet.
So I was right. It's halacha Dalet. He passes like Reb Shimon. It's a whole question why he quotes it so early in the Rambam. Maybe another time we'll discuss it. Okay, not today. But he quotes that Chomesh Olam Bez the Rabbanon. So maybe it's the Rabbanon. And therefore you can only rely on it, the Rabbanon, not the Uraisa. Go ahead, look inside, Rashi. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead, Benji. Oh! Exactly. Go ahead, read on in the Gemara. So Gemara says, you know what? So what? That's not a slug up. Our Raya is still a good Raya. Let it be Reb Shimon. Let it be Reb Shimon. Gezut rei. V'tiyavin am Reb Shimon. Go ahead. Does the word Shani Omer appear? What does Shani Omer mean? That we assume that it's a suffix, and a suffix that bottom is what? Lekul, and a suffix that writes is what? Is Lechumra. If it said Shani Omer, then that would be assuming. That would be different. But what does it say? Go ahead, Benj. No. Shani Miktani Shani Omer Echlifu. Does it say that I assume that he swapped it? Which would assume that we assume in a case of Suffolk and it would only work when it's through Obama, but if it's through Rice, it wouldn't work? That's not what it says. What does it say? Oh, it says we are definitive. We know for sure that he swapped it. No doubts. If it's doubts, then you're mechalak in the Rabbanon D'Oraisa. If you're definitive, then it works even out of D'Oraisa. Go ahead. Oh, Uma what?
Uma D'Rabbanon lo shavi katera, v'achil yisura b'D'Oraisa lo koshikin.
Excellent. Now that we assume definitively swapped it, and that's going to work out of D'Rabbanon, which is Chomet Shalom HaPesach according to who? Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda? Reb Shimon. If you're going to rely on the klal of shavik shivach leitura by the Rabbanon, certainly you're going to rely on it what? And if you're actually scared about that, he's not a Russia. I mean, he's not a great guy, but you know what? He's not spiteful. So if he relies on it, he's not going to leave an issue of the Rabbanon in his face and ignore it and eat that, I suppose, a kosher in his face. So for sure it's the Raisa. So we can appear chomesh lepesach to make a kosher kain to what? To neveil, to shechita. So we solidified this raya. Done. We finished the first raya. The Gemara tries the second raya and slugs it up. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. We'll see. But you understand this klal so far? Yes? This is an amazing klal. Amazing klal. It's not going to leave that. And we say that both on the Derabbanan and the Derayisal, because it's not talinin. It's not an issue of Suvik Derabbanan Lakula. What is it an issue of? Definitive. We know for sure he does this. If for sure he does this, then we can apply it even by Nisa D'Oraisa. And we can trust the Shechita. And we just dug up a Braisa that proves Rava correctly. And that's if you hold like who? That's if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Chomesh Olam HaPesach is considered to be the Rabbanan. Okay? You got that, Chlor? That's the Chiddush. Okay. Now, before we start the Taisus, I just want to share a phenomenal Chiddush with you. Phenomenal. There is a concept in halacha. There is a concept in halacha of something that's asur b'hana. And we said that chametz is asur b'hana. Now, there's a famous sugya in Shas. Natar, get this down. There's a famous sugya in Shas in Pesachim in the beginning of the second parak, from like daf chaf aleph from the beis to like chaf dalet. It's called the sugya of Chizkiah and Rabbi Abol. They were two amoraim. How do you know something is asur b'hana? How do you know something is asur b'hana? Do you know what Rebbe Avohu says? As long as it says lo sochlu. Lo sochlu. What does lo sochlu mean? Includes an isra achila and an isra hana. Echad isra achila, ve'echad isra hana. Everyone got that? As long as it says lo tochelu, lo yochlu, lo yochal, it includes an isra achila, isra hana. That's where we have all. Chizkiah
says no. The only time the Torah is driving in Isra Hanah is when it says a fancy lashon of lo ye achel. It's got to say that fancy lashon to signify Isra Hanah. You follow me? Not just lo yochel. It has to say a fancy lashon of lo ye achel. You got it, Rafi? Get this down. Machlokes Rebbe Avo and Chizkiyah. Now, who do we hold like? Who do we hold like? So the Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asurus, the Rambam holds like Rebbe Avo. But there's a problem. Because the Rambam, if you look in your computer, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, does he have Beis there?
Yeah.
What's the marker of this right now? Listen to this. Go ahead. Oh! Who's that? Rebbe Abo or Chizkiyah? Chizkiyah. No, you follow me? The Rambam, by all other Yisri Hanah, Shar Yisri Hanah goes with who? Who does he go with? Rebbe Abo. And when it comes to what? Chometz, who does he go with? Chizkiyah. Who asked this kasha? The Lechem Mishnah asked this kasha. The Lechem Mishnah asked this kasha. Okay? Clear kasha. Why would the Rambam, the time, get this down? When he talks about Yisra Hanah Kol HaTorah, he says, Lo Yochol, Lo Sochol, regular Lashon. Are you got it? But when it comes to Chometz, what does he say? Lo what? Lo Yeachel. What's going on? So I want to share with you a stunning chiddush. Get it down. The Yushalmi writes Maseches Orlo. You know, there are a lot of Maseches in Zerayim have Yushalmi, no Bavli. The only Masechet in the Bavli that has Gemara in Zerayim is Brachas. Trumas, Maestras, Orlo. We have no Bavli. We have Yushalmi.
Was there ever a Bavli?
No.
What,
no, I don't think so. I don't know why. It's a good question. Maybe they didn't have time. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a good question. You have to look up historically. So what does this mean? What does this mean? Maybe they didn't have time. I'm not sure of that. What's the reason why there's no Gemara? It's interesting. I'm not sure. So check. Okay, historically, you should check. Why is it that by Chometz he quotes Chizkiyah? Because the Yushalmi writes an oral following Kiddush. Please get it. Yushalmi says that Rabbi Abou Lo Osir Hana in Isser's man. Wow. Did you see what I just wrote? In Isser, that's only also certain times of year, he did not Osir something Bahana. He did not Osir something Bahana if it's an Isser's man. You got that? What's an Isser Zman? An example. Like Chadash. You ever heard of Isser Chadash? You know Yashin, people are makban on Yashin. Chadash at certain times of the year, the weed is Usser, correct? He never asks something by Novs in Isser Zman. That's what Yushalmi writes black and white. What's the difficulty with that line in Yushalmi? Excellent. You know who said that? Rebbe Abo himself. Rebbe Abo himself said that Chometz is Usser Bahanov. Isn't Chometz an Isser Hanov? Rebbe Abo said Chometz is Asr Bahana. So I thought Chometz is an Isser Zman. Who asked this kasha? The Vilna Gaon in the back of Maseches Orlo. She says an amazing answer, which I want you to get down. Rafa, I want you to get this. He says the Yushalmi is going according to who? Rebbe Yehuda. That Chometz can be Asr the whole year. How can Chometz be Asr the whole year, dear Isser? Chometz Avra Lafa Pesach can be usher the whole year. So the Yushalmi is going like who? The Yushalmi is going like Rebbe Yehuda. Yushalmi Sover, please get down in your notes. What is Rebbe Yehuda? Who holds it? Isidi Raisa, Chometz Avra Lafa Pesach. Isidi Raisa, Chometz Shavar Alav. A Pesach. Oh. What does that mean? How do we paskin? Like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon? We paskin like who? Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say?
then it's only a knas. That means chametz is an issur zman by definition. It cannot be up to the whole year d'oraisa. You understand that? If you hold like Reb Shimon, it cannot be an issur d'oraisa for the whole year. So by definition, you pass him like Reb Shimon. What's the din? Chametz is a what? Is an issur what? Is an issur zman. What did the Yushalmi say? On an issur zman, Rabbi Abbo never said there's an issur ana. That's why the Rambam has to quote who for chametz. Kiskiya! Isn't that ingenious? That's what Dor Sameach writes. I'm going to say it again. Please get it. When it comes to Isra Na, what does Rebbe Bo say? What the source is? Lo Sokho Yochlu. What does Kiskiya say? You need a fancy Lashon. What does the Rambam say? Machalas Asuris. Shari Sri Na comes from who? Rebbe Bo. What does he say by chametz? The drasha of who? Chizkiya. Who asked the kasha? Like a Mishnah. Why do I quote a different marker when it comes to what? Chametz. Correct? What's the answer? That's the kasha like a Mishnah on the Ram. What's the answer, Arya? What does Yushalmi say? Rabbi Abbo did not answer what? Chametz in Isra Nab and Isra Zman. Problem is, as Noah said, Rebbe writes explicitly that chametz is also b'hana. So what does the Vilna Gaon say the Yushalmi is holding like? Rebbe Yudah, that chametz avolapes is an issur d'oraisa. It can be issur d'oraisa the whole year. So it's not an issur zman. But we paskin like who? Rebbe Shimon. So since we paskin like Rebbe Shimon, that it's a knas, therefore it's not an issur zman, because it's only d'rabbanan. It's only issur d'oraisa 8 days a year. The rest of the year, Charlie, it's only d'rabbanan. So by definition, it's an issur zman. But Yushalmi said that Rabbi Abbo never asked by enough it's an issur zman. So therefore what? The Rambam cannot quote who? Rabbi Abbo for chametz. Because chametz is an issur zman. How do I know? Because the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. That makes him do an issur zman. You hold like Reb Shimon, it's only a knas. So it makes it into Nisr Zman. So you can't assert Bahana. So what must you quote? You better quote Chizkiya because you can't quote Rebbe Abbo. It's an amazing answer. Rebbe Zhulti says this answer, or Sameach says this answer. And it shows clearly that a Chametz is an Isser who? Zman. Let me ask you a question, and I'll answer this right now since we brought it up. Do you think Chametz is an Isser on the Gavra or the Chefsa? If I call chametz an issur zman, who relates to zman? People or articles? People or articles? You guys tell me. People. Articles, chafatzim don't relate to zman. Let's say you live in New York or Jersey, and you go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. Yes? You have your rabbi sell all your chametz. If he sells your chametz on Eretz Pesach, you're already 3 o'clock in Eretz Yisrael. It's after the zman issur. You don't own it to sell it. Then you're in big trouble. The sale of the rough on your behalf will not work. You better do it the day before. But that's only assuming it's an issur on who? On the Gavra. If it's on the Chefsa, the stuff's in New York. You look at what time is in New York and New Jersey. You understand what I'm saying? That's a big nafkamina. That's why you do it the day early. Same thing if you go to LA or Hawaii when he buys it back. If you look at the Gavra, you don't want to buy it back. It'll be the 8th day of Pesach for you. You have to wait. You have to wait till Pesach is over for you for it to buy it back. That's what this is all assuming, guys. This is assuming this chiddush. This is the chiddush. Chiddush is this notion of chametz she'avar lav haPesach can be a d'oraisa. We have the napaskin like Reb Yudah. We hold like Reb Shimon. But at the same time, it has great bearing on this whole notion of Isser Hana in general. And we are assuming like what? Reb Shimon to solidify this raya. We are assuming like Reb Shimon. If it was like Reb Yudah, it's straight up a raya. Fits beautifully. Shechit is d'oraisa. Chametz lav haPesach is d'oraisa. That's Reb Yudah. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, which in fact we paskin like, we could still solidify the raya. Based on what? Not that we're being tola. What is tola? Savik Rabban Lakula, Savik Rais Lakhumra. No, we are assuming definitively. It's It's not even assuming. I shouldn't say the word assuming. It says mipnei shemachlifin. Slam dunk. We know the feeling. He swaps it. If you say lashon veketer machlifin by the rabbanon, you're going to say up by the raisa. Why is it the rabbanon? Because we're holding like Reb Shimon. Oh. Why is it that the Rambam here quotes the rabbanon so early? Why is it that he quotes the rabbanon so early? What do you mean so early? Every topic he discusses. First he starts off the derisas, then he ends with the derobanas. Here by Chometz Matzah, what does he discuss? In the very fourth halacha, what does he say? What does he say in the very fourth halacha? He says that Chometz Shalom Bez is the derobanas. Why are you talking about the derobanas so early? I want you to get this down in your notes. We said the skittish once. I'll tell you why. Get this down. And the chiddush is because he wanted to convey to us that what type of isser is a chometz? It's an isser what? Zman. And I'm going to quote you Reb Shimon to prove it. Because chometz shel hafetz is only a knas. It's a derabanan din. The eraisa it's mutter. Because it's limited only to Pesach at the eraisa isser. He wants to show to us from the very beginning. And there are other proofs to it. Not for now. We'll wait till Pesach for the other proofs, Rav. You follow me? But he wants to show from the very beginning that chometz is an isser zman. And that's why he quotes it so early in the halachas. Adin d'rabbanan. Usually he tucks away at the very end. He wants to show definitively that this concept is what? Is an isser zman. It's on the gavra. It's not on the chefza. Okay? And the brisa we've proven now, Rav, is correct. When it comes to mumar l'tayavon, his shkit is kosher. Because l'shavik inish yisura, l'shavik inish etera, v'achal what? V'achal yisura. And v'achal slav dafka, because you're not really eating by shkita, right? You're just doing the maisa shkita. It's virtual, like we said. Okay, very good. Now we got to start the taisis, okay? We got a few minutes. Go ahead, Ben, you're doing a great job. Okay, everyone got this chiddush? Amazing, amazing chiddush. Okay, we just said that whole stickle Torah. Please get it. Chometz shel hafetz. I want to say, everyone stops on the street. Oh, how can you have an issur of chometz in June? You must be out of your mind. It must be an amaretz. You don't know how to learn. You're an amaretz. You're an amaretz. Are you calling me an amaretz? You tell the guy you're an amaretz. You shouldn't call anyone that. But I'm just saying, if a guy would be a mechutzim and say, he asked me such a klutz kasha, how can it be an issur of chometz in June? What are you talking about? So push it. Chometz shel hafetz l'Pesach. Reb Yudah says the Arise, Reb Shimon says the Rabbanan. We possibly have Reb Shimon. Of course you can have such a case.
Is it an issue to call a guy an Amaretz?
Yeah, it's not nice. For sure it's an issue. For sure it's an issue. We were just trying to, make it more dramatic. For sure though, for sure it's not nice. No doubt it's not nice to call a guy like that. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, I want to just get to the following. Okay? Let's get to the next Nakudas before we start. We'll start the Tais tomorrow. Let's get the following two Nakudas. Please get it down. So our remarkable Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, is the Gadol HaDor, not a doubt. Madura Tinyana, your mask of my time. Listen to what he says. Do you remember once we brought up the topic of a middle Mumar? Not Leteyavon, not Lahachis, but just Stam a Mumar. He doesn't do it despite Hashem. He doesn't do it. He just, whatever. He's just a mumer. He's just a mumer. He doesn't do it despite Hashem. He doesn't do it because he has a taivi. He's just a stam. He's just a mumer. Whatever it is. I don't know. We said maybe a possibility is an atheist, Rahman al-Islam. Whatever it is. That might be close to be spiting. Okay, let's say he just, whatever. He doesn't think about it. He just does a virus. Okay. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say, according to the Kesef Mishnah, Peridal Aluch Yadalid, amazing Chiddush, and I want you to get this down. Rava, who said a mummer l'teyavon, you know what he's also talking about? A mummer in the middle. Anyone who's short of lahachas, even a mummer that's not l'teyavon, as long as he doesn't do it lahachas, then l'maisa, that's the Chiddush that we're bringing out. Lav davka that eats l'teyavon, even if he's stam a mummer that's not lahachas. We said it's chazak on Rishoyim, Shliyakal, the Shchidas of Amazed for no reason. For sure he's going to do it right. So I want you to get that down. Remember in the beginning of the year we mentioned the Ritva, the Ihaki, what was the Chiddush? So what do we say the Chiddush was? The Chiddush was, it's not in front of your face, it's virtual. And that's still considered to be Loshava Keterva Chiddush. That was the Ritva's Chiddush. You know what the Chassam Sofer is a little bit different. You know what the Chiddush is? Lav Dafka L'Teyavon. As long as he's not Lachis. Our Gemara is saying the middle guy is like L'Teyavon. There's only two categories. Lahachas on one side of the pole. Another two, another side is what? Latiyavon and a middle guy too as well. A middle guy is like the oven. As long as you're not lachis, we assume, even though you're a bad guy, we don't assume you're going to do it b'mezid for no reason. And therefore you'll do it b'heter. So get that down to Chassam Sofer. You can trust the shechita. Correct. When we say mumarach latiyavon, lav dafka can be what? Lav latiyavon. As long as it's not lachis. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. Please get it. According to Ketzem Mishnah. And then the last Nakuda, and then we got Dav Mincha, is the Chiddush of another Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer as well. Amazing. Chassam Sofer is such a goin. It says like this. We said all shtickles are still in the Rambams. Like Gabi, well, the Chometz and Nishas Man, you have to get it, Lamaisa. It's Chometz and Nishas Man, Lamaisa. We pass like a beauty of Shimon, okay? Let's get the last Nakuda of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes, based on the Gemara Kedushin Dav Mem Amar Aleph. I don't know if you're familiar with this. A lot of people are familiar with this Gemara. Rav Huna said, someone does an Aveira and he does it a second time, Uchrolo. They say over from Yisrael Salanta a third time, they think it's a mitzvah already. You know what I mean? Nasa Lo Heter. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
People get in a robotic sense. Oh, you know, it's okay. Hashem will forgive me, or it's not even a problem. Rav Yisrael Salanta had it on, you know what? By the third time, it's a mitzvah. People like that.
Wait, he thinks
it's a mitzvah? The Gemara says that if you're doing a Aveira, it's a terrible, they feel guilty. Right. Guy who does it a second time is Nasalo Heter. He thinks it's mutter. Rabbi Shlomo Salanter added on to the Gemara. He said, do it a third time, the guy already thinks it's a mitzvah what he's doing.
The guy thinks it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, the guy thinks, of course it's not. So listen to this. How is it possible, and this is what I think you were asking, Yehuda, how is it shaykh that someone could think that Rav Huna said Bemis, he thought it was mutter? He knows it's an Aveira. Eat a piece of ham a second time you're doing it? You're going to tell me by the second time he doesn't think it's an Aveira already? You know what he says? It's based on the principle of being a mumer. When do you become a mumer? When you do it twice. Remember we said you're not a mumer after the first time? Only at the second time are you considered to be a mumer? So you know what the Makshin thought? Since you do it two times, we think that what? You don't think you're not madif lasos better. Why should you do it better? The issue in your eyes is the same as the heter. So behemis, that's exactly what Rava says in our sugya. A mumer thinks it's to do it beheter, and that's what it means keheter, not heter mamish. When there's a tircha bedover, he'll be over. When there's no tircha, he'll do it beheter. So in other words, he knows in the back of his mind it's aser, but he's lazy. You understand what I'm saying? He's a lazy guy. So when there's no tircha that's incurred, okay, he won't do it. But when there's a tirch incurred, what's going to happen? He'll eventually do it. That's the pshat in the Gemara of Nasas Lo Keheter. That's exactly what he knows in his back of his mind, it's not mutter. But if he has to walk 5 blocks for another kosher piece of meat, he'll just eat the ham. If he has to walk 5 blocks for the knife, he's not going to make the walk. Because it's Keheter. He knows it's not mamish heter, but it's Keheter. And that's what it means, mitrich lo tarach. That's what it means, nasis lo keheter. He says it's based on this principle of a mumar. A mumar, once he does a lamaisa, you know, he doesn't think lamaisa is so important. If it's not a tircha, fine, but any type of shtickle tircha, forget about it. And he's not interested in what? He's not interested in doing it at all, halacha lamaisa, and we can't trust him at all. So those are the two last nukudas I want you to get as kedushim from the Chassam Sofer. Number one, mumar l'tiyavon includes a middle guy. As long as you're not lachas. And number two, chiddush was what? That nasa cat in the back of the mind, he knows it's asr. And if there's any tircha that emerge, he'll taka what? He'll do the isr. But if there's no tircha, lamais, it's keheter. He knows it's asr. So he won't do the isr if there's no tircha. If there's tircha, he'll taka do the isr. Okay, tomorrow we go vayt with the taisis. Vayt in Gemara, we got to do halacha. Because Rosh Hashanah also. And towards later in the week, we'll do a yoni shofar in Lomdus. Okay, well, at least one day we'll do a yoni shofar we have to do. Who wants to daven? Very good reading, Benji. All right, you want to daven for the Yomim? Who wants to daven for the Yomim? Noah? You daven for the Yomim? Okay. What do you say, Jake? You daven for the Yomim? Asher Yishev Etech, Chori Chosel, Shev Kach Lo, Shem Chalo, Shem 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 Shem